From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said he's hopeful his newfound relationship with China's President Xi Jinping will result in a lessening of tensions with North Korea over its missile and nuclear programs.
You can never be sure of anything, can you? But I developed a very good relationship. I don't think they want to see a destabilized North Korea. I don't think they want to see it. They certainly don't want to see nuclear on, you know, from their neighbor. And they haven't liked it for a long time. But we'll have to see what happens. The relationship I have with China, it's been already acclaimed as being something very special, something very different than we've ever had.
Mr. Trump on the program Face the Nation declined to discuss whether the U.S. had anything to do with recent North Korean rocket failures.
It is a chess game. I just don't want people to know what my thinking is. So eventually he will have a better delivery system. And if that happens, we can't allow it to happen.
Mr. Trump said another North Korean nuclear test would not make him happy. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told Fox News Sunday both Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs pose a grave threat.
Because developing the nuclear capability has to be matched to a delivery system. So it is this sixth nuclear test is what it would be, combined with the ballistic missile program, that poses a grave threat to the United States and our citizens, as well as our friends and partners in the region.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warned the UN Security Council of catastrophic consequences if the international community fails to pressure Pyongyang to end its nuclear missile programs. Tunisian security forces said they killed a senior commander of the Islamist group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, who detonated a suicide belt as he was shot. Another militant was also killed.